So, Coach, we were talking here the first quarter. Four possessions for Winona State. Three of them started deep inside your territory, but your defense was there and only gave up 3 points. That has to be huge.
Yeah, I mean, the defense had some precarious positions to get thrown into there at throughout the course of the game, especially early, like you guys mentioned. That was one of the worst special teams performances I think I've had
that
maybe
was
in 24 years. So as nervous as I was the first game, guys all showed up in the first two quarters, and they settled down. But, yeah, we got a lot of work to do in special teams, that's for sure.
Well, that was interesting, too, because, it really hadn't reared itself that way. And all of a sudden, the punt unit just was off. I mean, how do you explain it? It was just weird.
Yeah, Elliot dropped the first one. It was a little bit behind him. And Ryan sailed the second one. So now it's on film, and now we got to deal with that challenge as we go through. But they'll bounce back. They're young. Like, guys, they haven't played here, and as I told you guys the first game, I was puckered up pretty tight going into that one. It all came in, and yeah, we let Winona kind of hang around. I thought the defense really played well, and we got to figure out a way to run the ball more efficiently, and we'll get to that. But overall, not a bad day.
Third quarter was the big quarter. You kind of took over there with a couple of touchdowns. Your defense was playing shutdown defense and held Winona to almost nothing while your offense is running up over 140 yards.
Yeah, we came out. Like, I didn't even talk to the guys at half. I think I was too pissy, so it was a good thing I could walk away. And grabbed them before we went out there, and it just told, hey, turn the page to the second quarter. And they did just that, and all played a good game. I thought the O-line, you know, we got banged up there. We had a couple guys, now three guys out up there, that we got to kind of fend through that. But once we get going and we can get those guys in practice, it'd be better. But, yeah, third quarter was great. And outside of a couple of fluky plays that we gave up on defense, we gave up a long run. We just misfit it. And one backed up, they got the big run. But I thought, really, the pass coverage and stuff was good. You know, Winona's throwing the ball against our guys that were bringing out of the crowd to play at the end of the game, which kind of annoyed me. But they're trying to win a game and get better, too. I understand that. But, you know, stats can be a little bit skewed. I think the last 3 weeks we've given up probably 250 yards right at the end of the game with a couple late drives. So the biggest thing is that we held them to 10, and pretty proud of our guys for that.
Yeah, I like your odds. If you hold a team to 10, what do you this is the least amount of points you've scored in a game so far, 36.
I know. What the heck's wrong with us, right?
Yeah.
We've got to get better. But there's a lot of things that we got to get better at. There's some things that popped up. But we're a solid ball club. There's a lot of leadership. Again, guys, I'd be remiss if I didn't thank the seniors and their parents for coming up. When you silly or really watch those guys go across in pregame, that's a special group, man. Like, that's I don't know if we've ever had that many guys, A, graduate, and then B, just win that many games. And they bleed the green, and just extremely proud of them. And then just thankful their parents let us have them for so long.
We had a little discussion in the pregame earlier in the week about how special Senior Day is. And the sun came out for a while. It was a beautiful day. The parents were here. That's what college football is all about. The parents are here to watch their kids play, and it's a wonderful day, and you're outside.
Yeah, it was a great crowd. I want to thank everybody for coming out, too. It's going to get bigger and bigger. You know, we got a big game at Minot, and then we have, an asterisk game for a lot of people playing Mankato. It'll be a top 10 matchup. Be a great game. It's going to be awesome. We got to keep doing what we do and get our guys ready to go. And it's exciting. It was a fun group. And Winona's going to win some football games. They got a good defense. I thought their offense struggled at times, but they have a chance. They're a good ball club and well coached.
Safe to say you're not pissy now?
I'm cooling off bit by bit. Now I got to take the seniors out to eat. We do our senior dinner tonight, so I got to go feed 120 guys plus family. So that's the next thing. That's the next task, the box to check for the night.
Mary next week in Bismarck, new coach there. Ed Mary, what are you kind of looking for from the Marauders?
I have not watched 1 second of University
and
of Murray.
You won't tonight because you're having dinner.
I probably won't, to be honest with you, but we're going to enjoy this one. This has been just a remarkable group. So, yeah, we're going to go sit down and have a bite to eat and relax a little bit, and we'll get after the Marauders tomorrow.
The goal is to start 3-0.
That is true.
You have succeeded.
Yeah.
Good luck next week.
All right, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, coach.